Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to be a child of the King. Child of the King. One thing I'm so glad of, that I've been born again. Bless His holy name. Thank God for our choir again, and thank God for the musicians. We still in our series. God who needs nothing. Number 85. The God who needs nothing. He needs nothing. Bless His holy name. Yes, one thing about the devil. He can't stand a child of God.
All right. Oh, he can't. All right. Oh, he can't.
He hates people who love the law. If you've been born again, your number one enemy is the devil. If you playing around with God, He'll deceive you and think you're all right. If you've been born again, the devil is your enemy. No love in him nowhere. He only love mess. He love mess. He love sin because he is sin. He hates Christians. That means I can't stop talking about him. Somebody devil. You deal with the devil, he gonna deal with you some kind of way. And this what got the world in a mess now, it's the devil. We trying to ignore him, but he here, he real. He in your house, he on your job, he in the church, he everywhere. And folks got to understand that. You can't ignore the devil. Long as you stick with Jesus, you got your protection. Always remember that. He's going to be the devil until Jesus come back. Yeah, that's the only way we get rid of him, when Jesus come back. He real. And if you got Jesus, you got all you need. Still talking about it. Yes, sir. Last two Sunday, God can't get me off him. I promise y'all. Can't get me off him. Because he's real. Real. John 10 again. 10 and 10. Got to be, Paul, it's got to be important, Jesse, because Jesus introduced us to him.
You're right, Pastor.
In a sense.
I hear you. Go ahead.
You can't just ignore it.
I hear you.
Sometimes folks wonder why this, why that, what happened, what this. You got to recognize who he is. He can't do nothing with Jesus. He just mess with God's folks. I say he can't do nothing with Jesus. Jesus already defeated him. See, he thought he had Jesus, but Jesus got up early Sunday morning with all power. And he lived in us. So he can't mess with Jesus. He got to mess with Jesus' children.
All right.
And we got to recognize he's present everywhere. If he can visit heaven, you know good well he stay with us all the time. John 10:10. The thief. That's what the Bible says here. He come. But to steal, kill, and destroy. God Almighty. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. But I have come that it may have life. It may have it more abundantly. You think you got some life because you got good stuff and feeling good, feeling fine, you got this, you got that. But try the abundance of life. Life abundantly. The man that got good health, the man that got money, the man that's feeling good, the man that got cars, all right, now he don't have life. He said he can live without the abundance of life. He talks about life on this earth. But abundance of life is life after this life is over. In other words, I got abundance of life. I got so much of life, I'm going to keep on what? Living. Not with no problem, but nothing but joy and peace throughout eternity. That's abundance of life. I come that they may have life.
Well,
the devil come to kill you. But thank God he kept talking. I come to protect you. Because you're no match with the devil alone. He real. Folks got to know that he is real. And listen to this now, saints. If you don't want to be talked about, follow somebody else besides Jesus. Any way to make you feel bad, if that makes you feel bad, you ain't gonna go for it with Jesus. He here. And that means I got to keep on talking about it. But thank God, Jesus, I have come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. Well, Reverend Walker, what you trying to say? I'm trying to say that God unmasked the devil. In other words, he took the dough face off. To let us know that he is here. He didn't come to pray. He come to destroy. Oh, boy. Jesus, two main purposes are coming in the world. He come to heal your body and heal your soul with salvation. Get another body. Our soul got messed up when Adam messed up in the garden. He come to heal our what? Soul. Can't nobody do it but Jesus. And the devil don't want it to happen. God Almighty. So we just take him lightly. Ain't no love in him nowhere. He goes on to think that folk don't recognize. Saints that have been born again recognize the devil in folks. You got to understand that. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. That means God unmask him and let us know he there with you. I told y'all, keep on telling y'all this right here, that wheat and tares still grow together. Never forget that. Don't care where you go, you're going to find it there. I was on this earth, you're going to find the devil. God, where you go? The devil there. Right. Don't you never think you got nothing but saints. The devil somewhere there. Right. Always remember that. Don't be ignorant of that. God Almighty. And Jesus described it by saying, you shall know them. by their fruit. You don't go to a hickory tree and find no apples, do you? Bless his holy name. And look at John 14, autumn night, and 27. 14:27. He said, peace. I leave with you. Then he said, personal my peace I give unto you. You got a peace, Jesse, that folks can't understand.
Right.
What they can understand is see the joy in you. And you see a joy regardless of what you hear or what you see. It's a joy that they can understand. God, my peace. Not the White House peace. Because they're catching hell right now. Not the White House peace. I leave with you my peace. I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let heart of mine.
Thank you.
It's a peace there to keep your heart from being troubled. There's a peace that can keep your heart. Folks wonder how you do it. What happened? I got a peace. My peace. I like that one. Not the police peace. My peace. Not the White House peace. My peace. Can I say to thee? Jesus left here, but he left some peace. For all of those who follow him. Because you know you're going to be in the mess sometimes, but I gave you some peace. Sometimes you see some saints. You see some saints sometimes. And you're catching hell. This and that, this and that. And when you see them, they're still green. They still got some joy. It's a peace that passed our understanding. And some folks wonder why. How she can do that. I heard her life got cut off. I heard a bill behind and. But yes, dear, she come to church saying hallelujah. It's something on the inside of her. God don't take care of the things that he can't help. He promised never to leave her, nor forsake her. I still got a piece that says hallelujah. Still come to church and glory to God. They wonder what happened to you. There's a peace on the inside. The devil will come to do everything. But Jesus, I have. My big brother have. My way out of no way have. Peace. Thief come to mess you up. But thank God he kept on talking. I come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly. The devil is real. Last 3 Sunday before, I just been, he don't want me to get off of this. I've been trying. I promise y'all. I will relax a little bit now because I see where he wants me to go. And when you find out where he wants you to go, you get relaxed.
All right.
The devil with you everywhere you go. God Almighty. But thank God I have come. And sometimes you hear folks that you talk about the devil too much. Jesus talked about it. I said, Jesus talked about it. That means you haven't stopped stealing yet because you missed the devil. That means you can't stop lying because the devil with you. You don't recognize the devil. That means you're still digging ditches because you haven't recognized the devil. Who you think got you doing that? I enjoy preaching. You know, you get tired, you got old, still preaching to you. Thank you. Not old folk doing things. That ain't right, boy. It ain't for the Lord. He's in there, boy. If the devil can keep them going, God can keep me going. Keep it for him.
Keep him
faithful. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. God got me dealing with the devil and himself, and plus he dealing with America.
Yes,
I promise y'all.
Yes,
told God to put it in your book. I promise you.
Yes.
That means I can't get off it.
He's
dealing with America.
Yes,
America, he is dealing with America. He dealing with us.
Right.
And my brothers and sisters, America is saying, watch this now. Since we are changing things, let us go on and change the Bible to satisfy us and not God, to bring the Bible up to date, to please us and not God. God Almighty, to please us and not God, to please us. They reprint the Bible to please us, to satisfy man, and forget about what God done said. That's what happened now. In these last and evil days. And my brother and sister, without Jesus, everybody say without Jesus, it is self-murder. I'm going to say it again. If you're walking without Jesus, it is self-murder. If you're walking without Jesus, you commit suicide and don't even know it. And America, what happened to her, this going to be her downfall because she tried to walk without Jesus.
You're right.
She trying to run a country without Jesus. Jesus was brought her from where she come from. She don't got to a point now where the devil taking over. And the church standing by, let the devil take over. Instead of standing up for God, we falling in with the devil. Instead of making a stand for Jesus Christ. The church, Lord have mercy. The church got the problem.
Yes,
not the world, the church got the problem. When the church get right, the world started getting right. But until then, we won't get right. Bless his holy name. Without Jesus, you commit suicide. And this will be American downfall. We stopped on last Sunday. Lord have mercy. Telling you how Satan will promise a man the whole world just to win his soul. A soul is very important to God. God sent his son Jesus here to save his soul. the same man's soul. What's so important about a man's soul that the devil offers so much for it? That's what we're missing. Our soul needs to be saved. Can't nobody save it but Jesus Christ. He wants everybody to go to hell with him. That's how important a soul is to the devil.
All right.
He go out his way.
Yes.
To try to get a soul to go to hell with him. Because he already know where he going. He doesn't wonder where he going. He already know where he going. God Almighty. So a soul is very important to God. God Almighty. He offered the whole world to a man just to get his what? Soul. What's so important about a soul? The devil offered you the whole world just to get a soul. He loves souls just that hard. What to do? What? To destroy them. They love them to what? To destroy them. He called himself getting back at God. He called himself getting back at Jesus. He tried to make God look bad. He tried to make Jesus look bad. He knows good well he can't do nothing with Jesus. He already done tried that. Jesus allowed himself to die in the hands of the devil. I said he allowed. Everybody say allowed. I said allowed. He put his life in the hands of the devil. Do what you want to tell me, devil. The devil wants to make him look so bad.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hanging on the cross. Terrible death. I mean terrible too.
Yes, sir.
Hanging. Hanging. Say that word a while, Walker. Yes, sir. Say that. Hanging.
Yes, sir.
He got Jesus, God's only son, hanging on a cross to make him look bad. Sometimes the devil wants to make you what? Look bad. Put nails in his hand. Nails in his feet. Spears them in his side. They got all of that. But yet still, he's still hung there.
All right. Thank you.
For what, Reverend Walker? For me and you. You and I. Then he said, if any man come after me, let him get rid of himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you won't follow Jesus, folks don't allow you. Talk about you being guilty for you. You got to understand you're following Jesus. If you can't take it, you ain't going to make it. When they talk about you, you're doing something. If they ain't talking about you, you ain't going nothing. And always remember this, if God be for you, who can be against you? You ought to go home sometime and just get on your knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, I heard somebody talking about me. Thank you, Jesus. I heard somebody lying on me. Thank you, Jesus. Stop crying like a baby and thank God for it. Give you joy. They thought you had Jesus. You can't destroy truth. Truth made the world. And the devil don't want no truth. He'll do anything to get your soul. Offer you the whole world. For if you want your soul.
I'm going to say this again because it's important.
Because so many folk come to church don't know Jesus. All over the world.
You're right.
Don't know him. Don't know him. That's what he's after. Your soul. Jesus, I have come, but he have come. The devil. Both of us after what? Soul. He want to destroy your soul. I want to save your soul. That means I'm here. I want to save your soul. I come to save your soul. He come to destroy your soul. Just like he hated me, Jesus said, he gonna hate you the same way. But y'all know what I'm doing. Why I get to have an angel? I ain't going no more. You know, but he been going over two times yesterday. You know.
Go ahead.
Let me get to the next part here. They thought they got rid of him. Nobody get to have that boy. We got him at length. We finally got him. A strange thing, they finally got him and put him in a grave. For what you gonna watch the grave for? If he dead, what you watch the grave for? My mama dead, my daddy dead. I ain't gonna watch the grave. She just gonna get out. What I'm watch the grave for? Watching a dead man in a grave. They expect something to happen.
Yes, sir.
When you don't want Jesus, he don't show up. He knows that they didn't tell him about him. He just got up in his spirit. And put it on the disciples. They came by night. Well, why did God was long asleep? They came by night to steal his body. So what happened to this grave man?
Yes,
with their sword in their hand.
Yes, sir.
And they told a lie. They went to sleep.
Well.
And by night his disciples came by and stole his body. Watch this, y'all. Who been born again? Raise your hand. Everybody know. What Jesus? Oh, have mercy. What folk look like stealing Jesus? Got to steal his body.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
They didn't know who they were messing with. They were messing with the one that made the universe. They were messing with the one that made the law. The rock got to obey him. Everything obey God but man. He just told the rock, move. God only have problem out of man, not that nobody, nothing but man. Rock, move back.
No problem.
Rain, flow, get off of me.
Yes. Yes.
Brent, please, Rob, please, Grand Soul. God got all power. Yeah. Every man obey God, but man. Yeah. God got to make man obey.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Hey, got me hot now. Help check me.
Oh, well, it's on. Go on.
Preach,
sir. Go ahead. Pull it. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Preach,
sir. When you know he lives.
Yeah.
I said, when you know he lives. Ain't that what you heard? I said, when you know he lives. You know he lives. Again. I know I've been born again. You better wait on you to tell me I may not have been born, but I know.
No. No. Get in. Go ahead. Holy
God. Yeah. So we got to get used to this.
Yeah.
In these last and evil days. We got to get used to folks lying on and talking about you.
Yeah.
You got Jesus on your side.
Yeah.
Don't let him take your joy. The devil real.
Yeah.
We try to keep up the devil, and the preacher got to talk about it.
Yes,
God got it in me. I can't get off it. The devil real.
Yes. You're right.
Yeah. And if Jesus don't want us to be ignorant of him, the preacher got to talk about it.
Yes,
both of them come after souls. He wants to damn your soul. The devil know where he going. This house already been built. He won't get a gang to go with it. And he gonna have a gang. He gonna have more than Jesus gonna have. More folks follow the devil than they follow Jesus. And the preacher got to preach it. And then he laughed, hey, we don't want to hear nothing about the devil and sin. Nothing about the devil and sin. And he got the world in an uproar.
Right.
And preacher got to be quiet.
Amen.
Young folks don't even know what happened there.
Right.
Some old folks don't even know what happened. The preacher got to tell you.
Yes, sir. You're right.
But a lot of afraid to tell you.
Thank you.
Go.
Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
But tell y'all, I'm so happy.
Go ahead.
Boy, I never, hang on. Look, as long as I live, I'll never forget this. Jesus, I told you 10 times, this is 11 times. I mean that, y'all.
Yes,
I mean, I'm not trying to put on, I'm trying to tell y'all what he told me.
Yes,
this way, preach what I said, preach.
Yes,
not what folks want to hear, preach what I said, preach. Not what folks want to hear, preach what I said, preach. He said it 3 times!
Yes, all right.
The devil choked me.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Caught me. The devil caught me. Choked me. I'm not lying.
All right.
And I started saying what Jesus said.
Yes,
preach what I said, preach. And not what folks want to hear. Preach what I said, preach. Oh, he said, devil, get your hands off of my spirit.
Yes, devil.
The devil had to lose me. Preacher got to preach what God tell him, not what folks want to hear. Then be glad to be with thee.
Right. Amen.
Come on, bro.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The devil want everybody to go to hell with him. He know that's where he going. And when you don't give your life to Christ, where you think you going? Preacher got to say this. Where you think you going? Jesus coming to save me and soul. Well, you don't give your life to Christ. Where do you thank you, God? Stop fooling yourselves. The gospel that Jesus makes you preach, guess what? It's not popular.
You're right.
But you got to tell folks the truth. When you tell the truth, you love them. You've got the love of Christ in you. Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Young folks, some old folks too. You don't want to go to hell.
Right.
I know you're bad, I know you're tough, but you don't want to go to hell. Now, don't be playing with you. You don't want to go to hell.
No.
You don't want to go to hell. Paul, look at Luke for me. Luke 16, 20 through 31. Oh boy, my time stuff out.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And there was a certain man.
Listen at this now.
Named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores.
Oh, you don't hear it. Hear it again.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Yeah.
Which was laid at his gate full of sores.
God Almighty. Don't go.
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
A poor man.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Hold right there, Paul. He a poor man. He a rich man. Got nothing but money. To feed dogs. And won't even feed a poor man. Sick! Souls all over me! Read on, Paul.
And it came to pass that the beggar died. And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Hold right there, Paul. He didn't send me. God Almighty. I ain't gonna call no few home name, go, but he called my name, you know. He called his angels. And he took it.
Yes, sir.
The angels didn't put him in a ditch.
No, sir.
Souls all over him, stinking.
Yes,
sir. But look where he laid. He laid there where Paul.
It's
Abraham.
The rich man
watch this.
Also died.
He died.
And was buried.
You tell the rich folk got to die?
They got to die right now. They got to leave here.
Some folk are cheating you for a dollar. Always remember this. You don't remember nothing else. Money buy something.
Yes, sir.
But money doesn't buy all. Some folks brag on their money. Guess what? Somebody else don't spend it. I got this. Somebody else will be saying, I got it now. Money buy something, Joe. Watch it. But God got the best stuff. Everybody got stuff. God got the best stuff I can reach your money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Money can buy a woman, but not a wife.
All right.
Money can buy a man, but not a husband.
Right. Go ahead, brother.
That's right.
You got married because you got some money. God got the best stuff out of the reach of money. This rich man had all that money, but look where he ended up at. God of mine. The poor man didn't have nothing. Stones all over him. The dog come to lick his wound. Old folk, you let the dog lick your soul. He don't lick mine one time. Have dog lick your soul. Everybody. There you go, girl. That's it, too. Don't get too. My mom and dad weren't able to carry us to the hospital. They didn't have no money to buy no medicine. Guess what? Come here, spot. Come here, spot. Come here, spot. Come here, Jack. That's all they got to do, just smell their soul. Can I get a witness? That dog come up there, smell that soul. He's going to do that. The next day, it started healing up. God put the medicine in the dog tomb. Folks who's not able to go to the hospital. Who's not able, God already got a way of taking care of this folk. Now I know somebody got some money. A dog. Yes, a dog. Oh, you want to get well, a dog.
Amen. Amen.
God can do anything, but he just can't fail. He don't got so feel on me all the time. Dog, come here, Spot. No Spot ain't all he's a boy. Keep reading for my time, by the
way. And hell, he lifted up his eyes.
It's hell.
Being in torment. And sees Abraham above all.
God Almighty.
And Lazarus in his bosom.
You tell me that rich man went to hell? He rich, he got money. And went to hell? And a lot of folks told me, they looked at me right now, listen at me. Don't even be that here to hell. When you call him God a lie. And that's what the devil wants to do, call God a lie. When you call God a lie, you know good well the devil happy with you. He lifted up his eyes, heart on mine, in hell. I'm so glad I don't have to pay to go to hell.
Yes, sir.
Here this poor man, Cunningham, won't even, the rich man won't even let it be in his house. And here a poor man with souls and everything on him, God let him in his house.
All right. All right.
Yes.
God Almighty lifted up his eyes in hell. I don't mean a bit of harm, y'all. Y'all better listen. When you die without Jesus, oh, God, don't understand. I come to keep your soul out of hell. When you die without Jesus, where do you think you going? He went to hell.
Yes, sir.
He didn't go down in no big mansion. We just roll our robe on. We don't fall.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham,
yeah,
have mercy on me.
95.
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
You tell me, it's flame down there?
Yes,
you tell me about be fire down there. Never be consumed, but it's fire. This rich man with all that money ended up in hell. Not because he was rich, but because he didn't give his life to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Why don't put rich folks in hell because they're rich? No, because they don't give their life to Jesus. A poor man is halfway. I come to keep your soul out of hell. I come to get you out of hell. So that's where you go. You came out your mother's womb. You're on your way.
Yes,
everybody.
a wound is on their way to hell. That's what Jesus come to keep us from going to hell. Watch up, that gets you far. Go on, I will get this far.
But Abraham said,
watch this.
Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things?
Yeah.
And likewise Lazarus evil things?
Yeah.
But now he is comforted, but thou art tormented.
Y'all see that now? I may catch hell down here.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Yes, go ahead,
may look like a trap down here.
Yes, go ahead.
May get sick down here. But when I see Jesus, Lord have mercy. I'm not in torment. No more. That poor man had nothing but peace and joy. Throughout, he's going to have it throughout eternity. Guess what? Those of us who go to heaven, I believe God will just let us see him because we're reading about it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat, sir. Hey, Walter, what? Oh, Gabe, let me say it. Y'all let me say it, please. Hey, Gabe, you preach about that. Yeah, you hear that, Charlie? Yeah. That's the one who was sick so bad. Yeah, that's
him.
How you doing, Lev? Bless your heart. That same Jesus.
Yes, sir.
2,000 years before I got here.
Yes.
That same Jesus got me too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No. That's me, I'm here because of him.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no soul nowhere on him.
No, sir.
Fearful.
And
watch this.
Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed so that they which would pass from him to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come.
Evidently, I don't know, the Bible don't speak to talk. I believe he's going to let folks see. He let that rich man saw that how he treated that poor man. He wasn't looking like he was when he saw him. He was comfortable. A peace on his mind. Joy. Unspeakable. God put it in the Bible for us to know that.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I believe God may have it fixed where hell can look at him and look at the saints of God. God Almighty. How sometimes we don't treat folks and to all this kind of stuff. But that rich man was in hell. But that poor sickly man was comfortable.
Well,
put no more souls on him because God had healed his soul. Thank God for Jesus Christ for what he done on this earth. We don't fall.
Then he said,
watch this now.
I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house.
We don't fall.
For I have five brethren that he may testify to them. Lest they also come into this place of torment.
Hold right there, Paul. We got something to get that.
Mama.
Watch this. He wasn't sick no more. Now he trying to preach. Or tell somebody else to preach. Send them to my house. You got to catch Jesus on this side. On the other side, gonna be too late. Torment. Now watch it now. You have to hear. I won't be the only one. I don't talk to folks on nobody else. And then they bold. I won't be the only one in here. No, you sure won't. But you ain't got to go to hell.
Amen. All right.
This rich man wish he had it. What Lava had.
Right.
Some faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and when he saw him, he wasn't sick no more. But now he wanted to send a message back home. Tell my brothers, that's our job as evangelists. Our job is to do the same thing this man done, but it's too late for him. We ought to go tell our brothers, you ain't got to go to hell. God done fixed to keep you out of hell. When Jesus died and rose out this Sunday morning, come back again. We ought to tell our brother, sister, mom and daddy, brother, that Jesus is coming back again.
Thank you.
Yes, I was young.
Yes, sir.
He was doing what we ought to be doing right now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Finally, he's evangelized now.
Yes, sir.
But he was thinking about his brother.
Yes, sir.
He knew his brother was in what shape he was. Go tell me.
Yes, sir.
Just let Lamb just go back and tell my brother.
Yes, sir.
Don't come here.
Yes,
let him testify unto them.
Come.
They in the same shape I'm in. Don't know Jesus. That's one of the worst shape a man can die in. Dying without Jesus. Dying without
Jesus.
Don't be scared to say it. Dying without
Jesus.
Dying without
Jesus.
When you die without Jesus. Because what you got ain't going to help nothing. Because you popular ain't going to help nothing. Because you the star ain't going to help nothing. It's going to be because you know who.
Jesus.
Watch this now. The devil come to damn your soul. Jesus come to save your soul. Both of them are present. Both of them are present. Anyway, he can stop you from believing God, what? He's going to do it.
Yes, sir.
In your mind.
Yes, sir.
He'll tell you anything.
Yes, sir.
Now, feel thankful to that preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to that other church you're at. You talk that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Tell you anything. You're going to be all right. You don't steal. You don't run around. You don't do this. You don't cook. That's not salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Salvation is confessing Jesus with your mouth and believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt not go to hell. That's salvation. Not going to a local church because the devil sleep in local churches.
Right.
They run local churches. If the pastor let them run. Don't let the devil deceive you. If you're not saved, get saved. We don't preach these kind of messages no more. That'd be the world in the shape of the end right now. Get your life straight with Jesus. Oh. Drop your pride. I'm not boasting. God knows I'm not boasting. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not boasting about it. I'm going to stay with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Stay with the doctor. Yes. Paul said, absent from the body is present with the Lord.
Amen.
Right, thank
you. I told God to condition me.
Yes, sir.
I may get cured for God. Condition
yes, sir.
Me
yes.
To make a stand. For him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But when you leave him, you're going somewhere.
Yes,
your soul, God, your soul, your soul.
You.
I'm not talking about your body, but your soul got to go somewhere and stay forever.
Yes.
I mean forever.
Yes.
That rich man said, you better hear Walker.
Yes,
in the radio man, you better hear Walker. If anybody in here not saved, you better hear Walker. I'm not putting no faith. I'm not putting no pride on Walker though, but I'm preaching the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm preaching Jesus.
Yes.
He the only one can keep a man's soul out of hell.
Amen.
The only one. I don't care what Americans are saying.
All right.
They're getting rid of you. A few more years from now, you'll see what I'm
this
talking about.
Catalog.
A few more years from now, watch.
This is catalog 1638.
Watch.
Catalog 16.
I may be in heaven, but watch. You see that name up there? They come at their name. Watch. You better get your luggage together. I ain't joking. That's the last thing they got now is the name.
Yes, sir. You're right.
When you start that, you better pack it up your packing bag. Look, get your life straight now, it's not straight. For Jesus right on the earth will come. They ain't got nothing else to go at now, only the name. You're going to want it out the church, from the public, everywhere. See, the name disturbs sin. Want to get it out the way. They want to do it. They want to do things comfortable.
Amen.
Right. Oh, right. But their name.
Right.
Something about their name. You can't do it like you want. There's no name around here. Let's go somewhere else. Where you going? Name. Name. I'm finna go, y'all. Name. Something about it. The devil can't do nothing with.
Amen. Amen.
She can't do nothing with the name. I'm going to church. Thank you, Sister Faith, for all you put this live and make our business. Just throw your face over there. I just appreciate you. Yeah. Name. Hereby say
the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus
will save you.
Amen.
Let us stand.
Let us stand.
Let me tell y'all this. Sometimes, let me be real good. Talk to folks that don't know Jesus. Sometimes they don't pick it on me. I'm not picking on them. I got a gospel to preach. Because I love you. I don't want to play with your soul. I know Jesus will save me. He saved me. He saved me. I'm saved.
Thank you.